Yeah, it is time for this week's True Calgarian, and a big thank you to our friends at Lone Star Mercedes. I love this segment. I really do. It's a chance for me to chat with people like you. You know, people who are proud to call Calgary home, people who care deeply about the community they live in. This week, our True Calgarian is Brian Johnston. Brian Johnston. Brian is a longtime volunteer with the Calgary Stampede. I'm talking 33 years of volunteering and counting. And Brian, thank you, you know, or congratulations is what I should say, first of all. And thank you for being here this afternoon.
Oh, thanks very much, Ted.
So tell me how you initially got involved with the Calgary Stampede.
Back after the Winter Olympics in 1988, there was an opportunity for me to join one of the groups on the promotion committee of the Stampede, and I took it from there, and it's been a great experience and lots of fun with all the other volunteers and people that you meet out in the city.
There are quite a few characters, too. I know many volunteers with the Stampede, right? It's a good group of people, right?
It's a great group. That's probably the reason that I continue on with volunteering is just the people that you get to work with and volunteer with, and you meet out in the public, too.
Yeah, I bet. So 33 years and counting, and you started, as you said, with the promotion committee. And where did you go from there as a volunteer with the Stampede?
So I'm still on the promotion committee for one of the committees, and then I've been on a shareholders committee that we took out the list of people that want to become directors, and we review them and interview them and put their names forward, and that has since changed, so they do it a different way now. And I'm also in another group for the last 10 or 12 years on called Community Projects and Development, and we get out into the community and do a lot of events that are off park and get into the communities that are outreaching from the Stampede, and we can start to represent the Stampede and talk to them about how great things are in the Stampede and things that they can take advantage of.
So is that the Pop-Up Neighbors program? Is that one of those things?
So Pop-Up Neighbors is a program that I initiated back 5 or 6 years ago and to get us out into the community, and that is part of the community projects and development. So we've done many things with it. We've worked at the number one Legion and helped them clean up the Legion and washing walls and floors and painting the walls and replacing carpet. And we use our Stampede operations team and some of their suppliers and went in and did a good job on the Stampede, on the Legion. And we used volunteers from all over the Stampede to help us get it done.
Wow. That's very cool, Brian. Pop-Up Neighbors, yeah. I guess you do everything and anything, right, to help a neighbor, right?
Yeah. And we get out and we've been at the Veterans Food Bank also, and probably one of the best things that we've been doing in the last 2 or 3 years is it started during the pandemic, and a group of volunteers went out with a bunch of other volunteers and on our Stampede trolleys, and we head out to the different communities that have new immigrants to the city, and we host them with a mini Stampede event in their front yard and welcome them to the city. And last year was really good because we have a lot of Ukrainian families that went and visited, and they were shocked about what we did and how we did it, and just bring the Western welcome out to the communities.
That must have made you feel pretty good, Brian. You know, for people from Ukraine, you know, going through what they're going through, and to have kind of some Western hospitality, that must have felt really good.
Oh, it did, and there was many tears shed both by the families that we went and visited, and also the volunteers. Just how happy everybody was.
So I bet.
It was great.
I bet. I should remind everyone listening this afternoon, I'm chatting with Brian Johnston. Brian is this week's True Calgarian. He's a long, long time Calgary Stampede volunteer, 33 years and counting, Brian. Okay, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot for like some favorite moments over the years. There must be a couple that stick out in your mind, Brian.
So, yeah, there's actually the biggest one right now. is the pop-up neighbors events that we go out nice. And work in the communities. And there's a lot of different things that we do. And just the families that we go and visit and the businesses that we can help out and just bring the Stampede Western hospitality to the groups. And this, just recently we go down and straighten the crosses at the Field of Crosses.
Nice.
For the 10 days before the Remembrance Day ceremony, and they get them all lined up and they look great when we're finished. So
yeah. Yeah. Brian, what do you think it is, you know, about this and not just with the Stampede, but I'm talking about, you know, the city of Calgary in general. What do you think it is here, Brian? I mean, our volunteer spirit is like off the charts, you know?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I also volunteer at the Shaw Classic, and it's amazing how many of the same volunteers volunteer at the Stampede and also at many other events throughout the city, and the Shaw Classic has many, many people that I know that I volunteer with. I think it's just we all want to give back and give something to the community, and we're proud of what we do, and we're proud of the city and the province and the people that are part of it.
Brian, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Brian. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me.
This is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.